WLFI vote opens on plan to unlock 62 billion locked tokens. World Liberty Financial opened voting on a governance proposal that would unlock 62.3 billion WLFI tokens previously held under indefinite lockups, replacing them with structured vesting schedules. Cointelegraph confirmed the vote is now live, and the 7-day window started today. The token traded at depressed levels in the lead-up, with the block reporting a roughly 13% drop as voting opened. How the 62.3 billion breakdown? The proposal carves the locked supply into two tracks. Early supporters hold 17 billion WLFI and would keep their entire allocation, subject to a 2-year cliff followed by 2 years of linear vesting. Founders, team members, advisors, and partners hold 45.2 billion WLFI, of which 4.52 billion would be burned outright. The remaining 40.7 billion in that bucket begins a 5-year unlock after a 2-year cliff. The combined figure of 62.3 billion is the largest single supply event WLFI has put to a vote. With a 1 billion WLFI quorum and a simple majority threshold, a relatively small group of active holders can decide the outcome inside a 7-day window. Why insiders accepted a delayed unlock, token unlocks are routinely price-suppressing events when holders fear concentrated dumps. The proposal frames the cliff plus linear vesting as a way to align long-term participation with token economics. It also pushes the bulk of insider liquidity past 2028. Critics inside the WLFI community read that timeline differently. The unlock waterfall lands well after a hypothetical second Trump term ends, which has created a political optics framing that the structure is designed to insulate insiders from accountability windows. Whether or not the framing is fair, it is the dominant narrative in the comment threads attached to the governance forum. Justin Sun calls it tyranny. Tron founder Justin Sun, at one point the largest single backer of WLFI, publicly accused the project of treating retail holders as personal ATMs. WLFI's response was to threaten legal action against Sun, escalating a feud that has been simmering since the launch of WLFI's USD1 stablecoin. The Sun pushback adds to a string of governance flashpoints around WLFI in recent weeks, including disputes over a Dolomite treasury position and lawsuits over a 545 million WLFI freeze tied to Sun's wallet. Each of these has reinforced the question of whether retail governance carries any actual power inside the protocol, or whether the team holds enough voting weight to push proposals through unilaterally. The market reaction so far, WLFI was trading well off its peak heading into the vote. The block reported a roughly 13% decline as voting opened. Wider crypto markets were soft on the same day, with BTC at 76,038 and ETH at 2,164 as of April 30, 2026, both down on the week. WLFI's underperformance against that backdrop is consistent with the unlock anxiety pattern that weighs on similar vesting events. The 2-year cliff is the only relief valve in the proposal. Anyone hoping for a faster unlock has nothing to vote yes on, and anyone worried about insider sales has the partial burn as the only structural concession. What to watch next? The 7-day voting window ends in early May. With a 1 billion WLFI quorum, the practical question is not whether the proposal clears threshold, but how much of the participating supply is controlled by entities who benefit from the structure. The block flagged community sentiment as overwhelmingly negative. But token-weighted votes do not track sentiment. They track ownership. A pass is the more likely outcome. If the proposal clears, the immediate consequence is a 4.52 billion token burn, removing roughly 7.3% of the previously locked supply from circulation forever. That partial deflation is the only number working in favor of holders right now. Insider liquidity does not start hitting markets until the cliff expires in 2028.